This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming music carnival by Trinity College London will emphasise the involvement of special needs students and feature both performances as well as training for music teachers. The event is on from the 28th of April at the Music Faculty at the National Academy of Arts, Culture and Heritage, or ASWARA. Joining me today are Chong Mei Ling, who is a music lecturer as well as the program curator for the carnival, and Carolyn Xiao, who is a music teacher from Autistic Piano Diary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
This carnival that's going to happen this weekend, how did the idea for it come about? A carnival that specifically features special needs music students?
I think it was started last year by the initiative from Trinity, because we realized that it's actually getting more music students, especially these music students, enrolled for the music exam. So that's why the Trinity, they actually think about, okay, I think we should actually have the feature, you know, special needs students as well as the teacher, because time to times they actually have the problem that lack of resources. Yeah, so it's how it started from last year, had this Music for All first version, but it was a very small base just for piano category. But this year we actually expanded to more bigger crowd. So that's how we actually have this. Yeah, and this round we have a one-day, whole-day program, and we have two sections. With this morning section, we have the performances. Not only feature piano student, but then we feature also drum percussion, and then we feature vocal and guitar ukulele. There are a few segments here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're bringing more and more special needs music student.
And you're working with different music schools from around KL, or who are the students?
They're the student from, basically we got contact from who are enrolled. They're student in Trinity exam, so they work first, we got contact from them. They're also from my side, my own contact, because I've been working in the special needs community for quite a long time. So a few that I actually contacted them, for example, Nanyang, from Nanyang side, they have this special needs program, music program. So I contacted the two teachers there, and also one from Music Mark PJ. So we will bring in the special needs band. So they have a band for performance. So that the five pieces band, so will be very interesting.
And when you say special needs, what kinds of conditions, or what kind of students are we talking about?
Well, I think in Malaysia, I think the majority now is still the biggest group actually children with autism. Still is what my majority that Carol teach. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also cerebral palsy, CP, and we have Down syndrome. And this, I would think that these three were the main category in Malaysia. But of course, there's a minor one, the ADHD. And some actually have multiple disability as well.
And then you're actually sort of matching this performance aspect,
yes,
with the seminars and the training for music teachers.
Yep.
What was the thought process behind having this?
Okay, at first, that, as I mentioned earlier, because teachers always, you know, always find this problem, they're lacking resources. They're at their music teacher, but then as what you say, they normally teach, you know, regular students. But when they come to special need, that somehow like they need a special approach. And so they don't have these resources because they are not really trained in teaching special needs. So they need the additional. So we came across this idea that we need to give them some kind of resource, at least at the introduction base.
Mm.
So that's how I actually think about to create a five sections for the afternoon session.
Right.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, you yourself are a music teacher.
Yes.
And you work at a center that teaches piano, mm-hmm, to special needs students.
I founded Autistic Piano Diary by myself. A studio, maybe. Okay. Mm-hmm. So from a few years ago, yes, I agree to what she said. Parents, teachers, a lack of resources on how to guide, how to teach those special needs students. Even myself, I started without any help, any knowledge. I started this from zero knowledge. I didn't have anyone who guide me or help me or to lecture me about how to approach those students. So I started it all by myself. I used all kinds of ideas. I tried to explore. I tried to, you know, work hard on finding or try to seek some alternative approaches so that I can try to approach the students to teach them more. I mean, to deliver them more musical knowledge as well. So that's why I think I am very happy to bring my students to this Trinity event, which had started last year. As a piano teacher who guided autistic kids for so many years on playing the piano, my job and my mission, or I can say my responsibility, was not just to teach them how to play or how to master the piano playing skills as well. I need to seek for stages, platforms, you know, I need to seek for awareness so that the kids or the students, I mean, can get some chances to showcase their own talent in front of public, because I realize this is one of the very good way or good approaches to let the students learn how to shape their own behavior so that they know they are being watched. People care about them. People know them. People are aware about them. And we are all willing to help them. And we are willing to blend with them, to mix with them. So we are in a one society. So I realized perform is one of a very, very good way, very good stage for them. So I was very happy that Trinity put up this event from last year. So from last year, I brought my students over as well. I brought three of them. So I was very happy, you know, at the moment I saw my three students able to present themselves on the stage. And this year, I would like to say thanks and I appreciate Trinity's sincere invitation again to me. I mean, so that I can bring my students over again and to perform on the stage. And I'm so looking forward to it this time. Yeah.
It's sort of a significant point, isn't it? That it's not yes. just about allowing students to learn, yes. giving them the space to learn, but also to be able to perform
yes,
and to show what definitely. They can do. What do special needs students get when they are able to go up in front of an audience and perform?
Okay, this is very, very precious. It's because what I get from the parents is the kids are aware that they are actually, I'm being watched, I'm being noticed. Someone watch me, you know, someone... I have something that I can do and I can share with the public. You know, I feel so good and I feel so confident. And it does shows in their own behavior as well, you know. So their confidence levels getting higher. And I think this is something very precious that the parents can... Yeah, because, you know, the parents, they are so worried that... you know, this is quite normal for the parents who are guiding, who have special needs kids or children in their house. So they are worried, what are their futures, where they can go, what pathway they should take and how far they can go. So I can be one of the person who provide such pathway to them so that they can go along with this. Mm. Yeah.
I very, very agree with what Carol said about, you know, build up the confident level, because they really feel that they can do it. Because all the while, we have this social stigma, we actually mark them as special needs, cannot do this, cannot do that, right? But then actually, no, they are very talented. And through this platform, they're actually able to communicate. So one of the big core problem for special needs, because we cannot communicate with them. So there's the gap. So we want to communicate with them. So this music is actually as a very safe platform for the special needs to communicate, not only within themselves, but with the audience, the third party, with their parents. Because a lot of them actually could be non-verbal, but they can communicate through the music. So we create that platform. Mm. When they perform on stage, they actually act differently. Totally different. Mm. That the behavior has changed. I think this is a very precious thing. Why we need to showcase the special needs students on the stage.
And what about when it comes to teaching students with special needs music? How is it different? What are the different approaches that a teacher needs to know?
I think for me, when I approach to teach the special needs, the very first thing, I need to understand them. I have to stand at their perspective of view, of their thinking, Yeah. So before we right away to design the program, we have to understand because, for example, children with autism, it's actually a huge spectrum.
Right.
Everyone has different characteristics. Everyone is different. So it's kind of like very individualized. So before we start to, teaching them, we have to like talk to the parents, even talk to their therapists, if you can get into it. So to understand what is the baseline, what are the behavior we need to focus on, because sometimes we use music to change behavior of a certain targeted deficit. And then so the first thing, we have to understand the kids first, and then from there then we gonna like customize the content of our lesson, our teaching program.
Each individual, I can say, is different operating system, each of them, seriously, you know. So you take time to get to know each of them as well. Just now I mentioned that I started from very zero because, I started from a very hard time. So I was a piano teacher who only teach regular students as well. So I never teach any autistic students before. So when I started, I realized the biggest problem is you can't teach them with the conventional way. I mean, you can't teach them with the usual way. You can't even use the normal marketing piano books or any methods that you retrieve from any bookshops or anything to use to teach them, because they couldn't understand it at all. Those books are designed for us to read, but for them, it could be something very difficult. It could be something, it's like putting them into a struggle situation. So when I realized this problem, I tell myself I really have to solve this. I mean, I must find out some kind of ways or solutions. I must try to understand them, like what she said. I have to stand on their I have to think from their perspective, because they might think very differently. They might operate differently. Like if you see, for example, like the musical staves, you have 5 lines, 4 spaces. They might don't see it that way. They might see it in a different way. So I have to create a different kind of visual guides. I have to twist that kind of notations, those rhythms into different ways, different kind of visual guides or whatever, maybe using colors or whatever. I put the letters a bit bigger or whatever, different kind of systems to tackle them, to trigger them. And you have to keep find out with their own tempo. You know, each student, they have their own tempo or own way to learn, to perceive what you say. They might understand. They understand what you say. They just can't react to it. They just couldn't find a way to connect with you. So that's the most challenging part, actually. And yes, of course, what she says is right. You have to keep communicating with the parents, understand their daily needs. Because being a piano teacher like me, who teaches autistic students, you can't just take care of their piano playing part. You have to take care of their whole thing, their whole character. You know, have to understand what they like to eat, what kind of things they don't like, whatever colors or whatever things that might trigger them or might, you know, put them into the difficult situation. So if you understand them in a more whole thing, so it will be better for you to cope with them in the classroom, because you know what to avoid. You know when, if they throw tantrums, they show their meltdowns or whatever things. So you know what kind of strategies to use to cope the situation and let them feel better. You know what kind of visual guides or what kind of sound can trigger them or makes them feel hard or difficult, you know. So you have to understand every single thing, because teaching them to play the piano, it's definitely something very detailed, very small. You have to be very observant during the classroom to observe very small little things. Maybe that's the thing that can, you know, pick them up. Yeah, that's my experience throughout my whole teaching journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mei Ling, what do you think, people who perhaps don't have experiences with special needs children, what do you think they will get from coming to this carnival?
All right. So for the afternoon session I mentioned, so we have a 5 section. Yeah, we have a 5 different speaker, and they provide information from a variety perspective. For example, we have the senior psychologist from NASSO, which is National Autistic Society of Malaysia. So she will talk about the the basic observation or diagnosis, and how we actually, what are the behavior you can roughly know this is a special needs students. And then we have music therapist, Sherin there. So she will talk about the classroom management. So like what Carol just said, that you know, when your student is a true tantrum or meltdown, so what are the strategy the teacher can actually cope and use to calm the student down? So there are the, this is a session talk about the classroom management. And we have our very experienced percussionist, which also the a music director of the Music Mart, PJ, where Mr. Edwin Nathaniel, and he will talk about his own rhythm intervention because he's a percussionist. So he used a lot of rhythmic intervention to help the autistic children, because we realized that rhythm actually is going aligned with language development. So teacher have another resources, not only on the piano playing or instrument playing, but using rhythm, how the rhythm can actually have some activity interaction with the special needs students. And then we have another music therapist from Oasis Place. She will talk about the differences, music therapy session, and also music education, and then bring in a case study. And then me, myself, okay? So I'm joining with two special needs teachers from Nanyang Press. So we will actually share about the overcome the perception, which is because, like, I think a lot of cases that, very normal cases that when we have special needs, so teacher maybe is stunned for a while, say, oh, can I do it? Can I take it? How should I teach it? So actually, we try to share the experience, so how to break this stigma. So take the challenge and you'll get a very wonderful reward. Well, they can see all the talented students to perform. There's a variety of performances. And then we have also drum circle sessions. And then afternoon, so it's not only for teachers, but I think parents can attend as well. So it's a very informative session in the afternoons.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds like it's going to be quite a fun day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Yes. I've been speaking to Music for All's program curator, Chong Mei Ling, and Carolyn Siao of Autistic Piano Diary about the carnival that's happening on the 28th of April, which features music students with special needs. The event, organized by Trinity College London, will be at the music faculty at the National Academy of Arts, Culture and Heritage, or ASWARA. Performances are free entry, while the teaching seminars are 20 ringgit per person. For more information, you can visit Trinity Malaysia on Facebook. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.